Blog Talk Radio.
What can you listen? You can listen. I want to record.
You are live, Taser Time Radio. What is up?
Let me call him back. So I was just talking to you guys, but I had my phone on mute. So hit that again. I know that you heard the intro. Lovely Alyssa has put that together for us. Great intro. If you've seen it on Twitter or YouTube, I think that I even was able to put it on my Instagram. We got an awesome show coming in for you. I got somebody on, well, I'm about to get him back on the line. He dropped off because I was talking to him in mute. Peace to Beast, awesome, awesome name on here. Let me pull up the information that I have been sent on him. Producer, composer, feature, he's from Atlanta. Do we have you on the line, Peace?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
What is up? You're live. Sorry, I was trying to tell you that you're live, and I gave you this huge, great introduction. But on blog radio, there's always technical difficulties in the beginning of it. I figured out
Hey, welcome to the world, baby.
Right?
Welcome to the world, baby.
Dang, electronic technology. It's taken, obviously, trial and error to figure out which walls that I'm continuously walking into. But when I direct call, you guys can't hear me. I sound like a robot. If I just call in, then my show won't start. So I have to direct call in, and then anything I want to play, I have to have my phone on mute, and the direct, it's just fucking crazy. But we made it. We're here. And it's all about you.
Yeah.
The Beast, I was able to play our intro, the one Alyssa made for us, the one who's like, Peace, the Beast, and this big old thing comes out.
Okay.
Big old monster.
Ooh. Ooh. What's popping, world? What's going on?
Man, myth, and a legend. I see that you have accomplished a lot of stuff. You've been an independent label since 1996. That's fucking over a decade, man. Sounds like you got the good thing going on. What started
yes,
you
ma'am.
Out in the industry?
What side of, I'm sorry, what
started
I'm
you
sorry,
out in the
you,
industry?
Oh, what started me out? Oh, man, it was just crazy trials and tribulations, just like we said. You know, it was, you know, I was a little cat, just started off writing in school, and you know, everybody in school just so happened to start turning into stars. You know, I went to school with folks like, you know, Outkast or the Youngbloods.
Every
Silk.
Time I hear Outkast, I'm like, your roses really smell like poo hoo.
Yeah, I'm working on a couple of little projects from Sleepy Brown, you know, out of ATL HD Studios. My boy Ted's at ATL HD Studios, you know, AKA the Dungeon Family / Attic Crew, you know, Young Bloods, you know, with Sean Paul and J-Bo, you know, special shouts out to them too. But yeah, you know, just going through the mainstream and the underground and putting my footprint down. Like I said, I've been out since 96, well, like you said, you know. But also 2002 Murder Dog Magazine Best Independent Artist. You can look that up. You can Google me too. Also at my first group, that was the Lunatics, www.wegonecrazy.com, you know, and get your stats right there. And I mean, you know, I've been just stomping with the big dogs and kicking it with my wife. You know, she's also on a production team also. She promotes in the adult entertainment industry. She's one of the hottest promoters out there. You know, she's
I
also
tell you guys that are listening, since he wants to bring his wife into it already, Alyssa Black Pro on Twitter. Go check this girl out. Like, I found her because I'm like, who the hell is this? Always sharing my damn too hot for Facebook pictures. All the time this girl is promoting everybody. She's not just promoting herself. Teamwork makes the dream work. This girl definitely has that shit on wrap. She,
yeah.
I mean, you look at her page and if you aren't getting sensations, you better go to the fucking doctor, because I'm looking at it now and I'm like, I can't even look at it. I'm not going to be able to talk if I keep looking at this girl's page. Alyssa Black Pro on Twitter. And I want to tell you,
hey,
I'm
you know what, though?
Shit, I couldn't
hot,
even find the last
recognize hot. Hot recognize hot and they attract to each other. That's how y'all know and met each other. It ain't nothing but the vibe, baby. It ain't nothing but the vibe.
It is. What you put out into the world is what you get back. And that's real, baby. Real recognizes real.
Exactly, right? It ain't nothing but life. All we got to do is live. That's all we got to do is live,
so
baby.
Looking. Where is it at? This one she shared today has already almost every day she shares this. Okay, so here's one. When she shared it yesterday, 42 shares already. So this girl not only has her shit on the internet, but these people are just eating her up and putting her out and just, you know, they're behind her. They support her. Every single time she has posted something about our radio show, there's been at least 30 or more shares, which is phenomenal because I give out free freaking videos to people to share my shit and they don't want to do it.
Well, what you don't know about her, also that she's so modest about, she's also one of the co-founders for the biggest swing group in Atlanta called Swingin' Atlanta. So she's one of the co-founders for Swingin' Atlanta also. You know, they have a club here called The Loft. Do a lot of promotions and, you know, parties. You might want to go there and check that out, too, also, if you're here down in Atlanta, Georgia. That's where we are, you know. But, yeah, she's a queen, man, international dominatrix. Sadist, masochist.
I will have to make my way down there, actually. I have only hung out, like, by Atlanta, and that was in Forsyth. I broke down, and I ended up, like, having to find someone on the internet to help me get my vehicle back on the road because they wanted to lie to me and tell me it was something. And I'm like, okay, I may look like a blonde that probably doesn't know shit about cars, but I know what I was doing when my car, like, fucking died. And that's not going to work.
God.
I'm going to give you this $1,000 to fix my radiator because something's in my radiator because, like, something else broke and made my radiator stop working. It's not my radiator. And I was right.
Well,
like,
baby girl.
They replaced the radiator like they said, but, like, a semi had pulled. I was in, okay, so there's three lanes, and I was in the middle lane. The semi's in the slow lane, and all of a sudden he, like, veers into my lane, and I'm like, damn, dude, this man's going to run me off the road. So I had to just gun it, and when I did, I had a minivan, and all the flywheels on the Dodge Caravan were made out of plastic. So it, like, just did, my flywheels, off my pump just went completely out. And so I'm like, I would have paid that grand for my radiator. It wasn't even my radiator. Like, I ended up finding some kid on the internet. Like,
misdiagnosed.
I'm like, I don't know anybody in Atlanta. I'm stranded down here. Grandma and grandma called
well,
my
now
uncle,
you do.
Called his ex-wife, and called a cousin's cousin. And I had a kid literally in the hotel parking lot inside the engine of my vehicle. He had to come down three
times
to finally get fixed.
Well, now you do.
Montana, that sun down there in Atlanta is a lot more than Florida. Like, I got a better tan in the 5 days that I spent there by Atlanta than I ever had in Florida. Crazy.
All right, man.
That is seriously crazy.
This idea, you know my idea we was talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to go ahead. Yeah, man. What do you think the world will think about an artist or a producer or executive producer, somebody putting a show together, right? And, you know, like you go to a naked beach. Yeah, like Tito or something like that.
This is our thing, and I'm gonna give my girl a shout out, Scarlett from News of Poppin'. I'm gonna call her. I'm gonna ask her because, like, we had Flavor Flav there, and we have Ron Jeremy and James Bartlett. We had.
Ron Jeremy,
Sunny Lane, all of them were there for News of Poppin', but. You know, we just do, like, regular music, but I wonder if they would host, like, random concerts. I mean, it's not that far from Chicago. I bet people would come. You know, especially in someone even mentioned there that they needed to start providing shuttle service because a lot of people in Chicago don't have fucking cars.
Man.
They never own a car.
Right, Jeremy, you know, one of the people I promoted for, well, you know, like my wife and me, we promote and do work for. She worked with Ron Jeremy. Her name is Mimi Miyagi. She's a porn star from way back in the day. They used to work together. Or they still talk or whatnot. So she got access to all of that. That'll be no problem. But I think the world needs its very first naked concert. That means everybody standing around naked with their peace signs up and just their hand in the air waving. I ain't talking about no.
And rock and roll.
Yeah,
hey,
you know what I'm
saying? Could you imagine that mosh pit if it were like a heavy metal concert?
Wow, mosh pit naked. Wow.
Like, did I just get teabagged in a mosh pit? Don't fall down.
The naked truth. Oh,
his sword,
man,
broke my elbow. I don't know how it got so big.
The naked truth. Oh,
said,
yeah.
What brought this on is T said. He said, "Is your show explicit? Like I can." Like, I can hang out with my balls out.
Yeah, can I?
Some people don't like to hang out in their living room like that.
Yeah, you know.
We can hang out. We can rock out with our cock out. We got to make that shit real. Rock out with
your
cock out. We got to make that literal.
That's society, period. I got to know what kind of house I'm walking into. Is it one of them houses where I can walk around with my clothes off? Or I got to walk around with my clothes on? That's what I'm asking. So if I'm coming in with my pants on, I'm going to be a little bit, you know, PG on you. But if I can take my balls out, baby, the sky's the limit, baby. We can rock out with my cock out. Yeah, nope.
Okay, so you can't use that quote anymore because we've actually landed on the moon. There are no fucking limits. This is real life.
Yeah, nope. You know? Yeah, no. Oh, man. I also got a friend, Sonny Megatron. She has a show called Sex with Sonny Megatron on Showtime. Also on demand. You can go to Showtime on demand and look up Sonny Megatron, and you'll see all series of her show. And she has some new stuff coming out in the fall, so y'all stay tuned for that. All
right. Right. She calls in. We got about 45 minutes. If Ellis wants to text her, she can call in. Just tell her to hit 1. It's 619-924-0897. Any Wednesday night at 5:30 Central when we're live on the air, you guys can call in and listen to the show live. Press 1 to come on to the show with us. Like, I mean, it makes it more exciting when we have callers. Eventually, I'm going to start giving away free stuff to the callers. You know, whether it be something from the artist that's on there, or Like my last show, Sex Time Larry gave away free copies of, like, he does the promo, kind of like the after party for News of Poppin' and SexCon. He runs SexCon, but he provides a DVD of the event. So, like, next year, I'll be able to get, like video footage from me, you know, from the event that we just did. I actually just got the two DVDs. I'm looking forward to watching them. But he gave those away. I don't know if you have anything that you want to throw out to callers.
I got something I want to say. This is random, all right? I'm finna get political, all right? I didn't vote for Donald Trump, but I still want to help the guy. Oh, so this is my message to Donald Trump right now on the app. You want to save healthcare? You want everybody happy? All you got to do is just legalize weed, medical marijuana, and put it on the plan as Trump care. Everybody going to forget about Obamacare. Ain't nobody going to want no Obamacare. Just leave it out there. Give them a choice. To just say your plan got medical marijuana involved. All right?
Oh, my God.
That's all you do, Trump. We'll all be happy, man. I ain't got no beef with you, bro.
I've been doing some T-shirts, all right? So, like, when people come on the show, We should do a T-shirt for you guys for the show that says Taser Time Radio on the back with the call-in number. But on the front we should okay, so I saw this meme, right? And it was Jesus, and it said, like weed, my dad made it. So we should.
Shout out to Snoop Dogg.
Like weed.
We in Cali, food. You know,
Willie Nelson,
them true weed heads. But I'm just saying though, man, it don't make it right, man. It's legal in one state, then it's illegal in another state. Then it's recreational in one state, then it ain't in another state. It's like, hey, man, I'm gonna get locked up over here, but I can go smoke over there tomorrow.
What is wrong? I'll be sitting on the line taunting your ass halfway in the river. Like, watch me now.
What happened if you standing at the border and you dropped your blunt? And it went right down over the
It is crazy. Listen, I used to be a smoker, heavy smoker. I used to smoke all the time, the reason for that is because, like, I have my spine is twisted in three different directions. I got a tendon on my finger that was supposed to be re-sewn back onto my finger, like, 3 years ago. But, like, I'm a goer. Objects in motion stay in motion. So they're telling me that, you know, I can use my hand right now, but if I go to surgery, it's going to be, like, 3-4 weeks before I can use my hand, maybe 6. No, fuck that. I don't have time to take 6 weeks off in my life. Because you want to put something back on my finger, I can still use my hand. You know? So,
man.
Like, I have all these ailments, and I'm like, I can't function on narcotics. The fuck is in that shit?
Man.
You know? Like, I can't do it.
Hey, boy.
Okay.
Hey. I mean, shit, man. All of this shit they selling over the counter, man. You know how much what's his name? Mark, what's the dude that's selling who sell the AIDS pills? Mark Scarelli. He's selling them pills for like $750 a piece. You know what I'm saying? Let them folks just get them some weed and chill on that, man. Going in the corner somewhere. Ain't nobody trying to hurt nobody, man. You know?
No, hell no. They're going to pass out, wake up, and eat a bag of chips. You know? And the thing is that, like, you know, we got all this fake stuff out. The fake stuff is coming out because people want to still do it and be legal. The fake stuff is what took the Flacker shit and all that other crazy crap. That what was that? K2? The fuck government even thinks that they're doing because people are fucking trying to really kill each other trying to be able to just smoke some damn weed. And I don't.
Exactly.
Okay, so I condone weed. I do not condone smoking because smoking is bad for you, whether it's weed or cigarette. Weed is definitely the lesser of two evils. But there's many other ways you can take marijuana. Like, they have patches. They have candy.
Yeah, oils.
Pills,
yeah, CBD oil.
You know, you can make
everything,
some fucking lotion and rub that shit on your back and it goes away. Like, you know, all this,
look,
all
man,
these products
it don't matter how you
easy,
drop a turd,
and then we
would
kill each other smoking.
It don't matter how you drop a turd, as long as it come out. You know what I mean?
Right. Let's make it juice.
Make
I'm
shit
like,
happy. You know?
It does. Yeah. It definitely does. And a lot of people don't know how to take it either, you know? Like, they're just like,
yeah.
You know?
Hey, we live in the country
no,
where...
No, being real. It happened.
But
why you
we live in a country where you if you 18 you can go overseas and shoot somebody and kill somebody in the name of the USA. When you come back you can't you ain't even old enough to buy no liquor. Can't even walk in the liquor store and barely can see a rated R movie by yourself. So I mean,
mm-hmm.
this what kind of world we live in. You know you can recruit all young to kill, then bring them back over here and put them up under that much scrutiny. Shout out to all of the veterans in the war too, you know, who been through all of the fights and stuff. And shout out to all of the minorities and everybody that's going up under stress through all the hard times right now. I just want to say that, you know, and you know.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Gotta get...
You got to keep on keeping on. It's gonna be it's a rough world. I mean, even it's like way rougher than it was back when we were born. This definitely is the world we were born into, but. You know, the thing
yeah.
is that the government has put things out and pushed us to want to be better than our neighbor instead of leaning on our neighbor in the hard times. Instead of leaning on
yeah.
our neighbor, instead of having, like, I got a fucking garden outside. Like, yesterday, for instance, this little girl come over to my house, stay the night at my house. She thanked me for being able to use my shower. I'm like, what the fuck is she thanking me for using her shower? And then... She told me, she was like, oh, well, we don't have any shampoo at my house right now. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe her mom didn't make it to the store. And the next day, my daughter's like, Mom, it's her birthday, and they're not going to give her no presents or have no birthday party. And I'm like, what?
Time
I'm like,
well,
and so then it hits me that her mom can't afford the shampoo. So the fuck that I do, I don't have it right now. I really don't, you know. I was raised not in this era. I was raised in the era where you and your neighbor, it's community. You know, it used to be community raised the kid. Now the kid's a bad kid. We blame it on the fucking kid, and it's not the kid's fault. It's either the parents don't have time for him, or it's something
Man.
That kid needs. That. If it's a bad kid,
Look,
that kid
let me
needs
tell you something.
You. Like, people
Look,
reach out
let me
to
tell
him.
You something. It's two things down here in Atlanta I could tell you about that will probably shock you. And you and the rest of the world can look this up. You can Google this, right? First of all, they have an elementary LGBT school down here. I mean, I have no problem with that community. At least give the kids a choice. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at least bring it up to high school or something. You know what I mean? Not the kids. All right? Number two down here, what they got is a church that worships Beyonce. And they don't have Bible.
Oh, my God. I just heard that shit. Like, Justin Bieber, the kids were saying, was just on the radio talking about he wants to build his church. I was like, what are you talking about?
They have a church here that worships Beyonce. You hear me? Yeah, what is
oh,
it? Now, come on, people. Come on,
man.
People. What are we doing here? What kind of album do I need to put out? Good Lord. Oh, my
right?
God.
That's the truth on the Matrix right there. It's like, I'll take your ass to church. Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God
hurts. Oh, my God. I wonder what the church how the church feel about the OJ story. Jay-Z drop.
I just heard. Okay, so I got pulled over for drinking and driving in Michigan and had my car impounded and all sorts of shit, and I had to have one of my top people, one of my go-tos, get me out.
Yep.
When I seen this shit on Facebook, I copied it and pasted it and sent it to him, and it said, trouble for this. I saw on the news that OJ was free, and I went into the store and I took a bunch of it. Now I need bailout.
Yeah, my buddy put it on. He put it on Facebook. He said, "Bill Cosby and R. Kelly throwing OJ a get out of jail party."
It don't matter what you do if you got the money. I mean, you know, there's that damn one chick got off for freaking off and her kid. Everybody knows that. What was it, Casey Anthony or some shit?
Oh, Casey Anthony. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about Usher? Usher in the news right now. You know, Usher.
Man, that's why I don't watch TV. You gotta tell me.
What? You ain't heard about
I don't watch TV. I don't.
Look, this is the gossip. We finna take this little show all the way up to the gossip channel right now, okay? All right. They talking about Usher. All right, Usher got herpes, and he settled out of court with somebody for $1 million. And keep him quiet.
Yeah. Well, shit, let him call the show and give me $1 million to take this shit off the air.
No.
I'll split it with you.
Look, I'm going to tell you the funny part. As soon as he settled out of court with one chick, another one stepped up and said, "You gave me herpes too."
We're fucked up for laughing.
I don't know what's going on. Shout out to Usher, man. Let It Burn was one of the, you know, hottest singles out there. Shout out to Usher. I love you, man. You keep it up, bro. You know?
Them subliminal messages, you better watch what your artist is saying to you.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Tears coming out my eyes. Hey, man, I'm telling you, man. Shout out to Usher, though. Let It Burn. I love that song. So when you playing this back or whatever, just go ahead and drop that on to the playlist right now.
So you can sing. Just sing that Let It Burn really quick. Just those three words. You.
Who told you I can sing?
You the artist.
Who told you I
Hold on, I think I got an email about it. Wait, do I got an email about that shit? Hold on. All right,
you want me to
sing? Nope. Oh, my goodness. I love it. My fans are going to be like, free shows.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know what? You know what's awesome is that you aren't, like, a lot of people, like, they make it big. They make it big in their own country. You've been platinum fucking status in Russia since 1996. That's some shit right there.
Yeah, you know what the crazy part about that? I didn't even know until I called my agent one day, and we was in California at the Playboy Mansion, me and my wife. So we decided to take the tour walk, you know, we'll go out and walk on the Walk of Stars. I get rushed by a bunch of, probably about five or six Russian dudes, like, "Hey, let me take a picture. And I'm like, when my wife said, "Just go with it, man. Just go." Like, I don't know who they think you are. Just go with it, man. Like, all right. So I'm in the picture like, "Hey, cheese." I call my agent because we asked afterwards, like, "Hey, where y'all from? You know, what y'all do tonight? You hanging out? Oh, we from Russia, man. You very big in Russia, man. We know you, man. Lunatics." I said, "Oh, snap. They know my group." I said, "Oh, snap. For real. Dead serious. Oh, my God. I'm in California. Oh, my God. Let me call my agent." I called my agent. I said, "Hey, some folks just pulled me inside. They said they knew me from Russia." She said, "Well, hold on, big shot. Let me look it up for you." Looked it up. "Oh, apparently, yeah, you're a badass in Russia, man."
Hey, we've actually reached Russia. So if y'all are listening, peace the beast.
I tell you, even bigger thing, when I look on the I Google my first project and see, you know, my CD stats and see my sales from the CDs and stuff, right? I go on Amazon and my first album is selling for $219 a pop in 6 languages.
Translate it. He's like, I'll tell it to you how you want to hear.
Yeah. That's on Amazon.com, baby. The Lunatic, www.wegonecrazy.com. That's on Amazon.com for $219. You can Google that, look it up, you know. And the album is, like, the wax album is, like, $99. So, yeah.
Oh,
no biggie.
And people trying to drop a new release for $1.99.
Yeah, but let that thing mature. Better let that thing mature like some stock, you know. But that's another thing too. I was formerly had a group called the Lunatics, and it was me and another artist named Big Folk, aka Charles Mack. And we both had a company, you know, but a lot of people try to split us up and stuff, but, you know, we, you know, saying one is better than the other, or, you know, it was more of a loyalty thing. It became a friendship and a business, but then, you know, it became about family, and, you know, we kind of grew out of it. My man, he had to go to, you know, he got a family and he had to do his family thing, and I had my family, I had to go and do my family thing. That's when the beef came out, baby. That's when the beef came out.
Right, when you feel
right
like
now.
You're losing, like when you feel like you're losing what you got, that's when everybody goes beef, you know? Like shit changing, I gotta get this. That ain't happening to me. Like the world changes,
well, you know,
people change, circumstances make it to where, you know, you just can't, like, that book, Who Moved My Cheese? You know, you can't.
That's
you
what
can't,
I'm saying.
Have you read that book?
It's just
I'm
like
pretty tough.
It's just like the metaphor we used before, right? When I stayed with him, you know, I had to, you know, when I was rocking with him, I had to walk around with my pants on, all right? I got a little free. I met my wife. Now I'm walking around naked, you know?
Hell, yeah. Speaking of your wife, tell her to answer her phone. I'm calling her.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to put her in here with us.
Yes, ma'am. We need to put her on the phone right now. Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, honey.
The everything. It's the everything. Alyssa Black Pro Twitter this big.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you, honey.
What's up, girl? I tried calling.
Oh, nothing. Just
but you didn't answer. I've been like anticipating. I've been through so much stuff, but I'm like, man, this girl's gonna think I ain't never gonna call her. We ain't gonna do the show. I keep telling you I'm gonna call you, and I'm like, fuck, I'm busy. And I'm like, shit, I forgot to call her. It's 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Great promo, girl.
No, I knew you were gonna call. I was like, man.
Nah,
but you did
that.
Have
that's
me in quite
team.
A high state of anticipation.
Oh, team, I guess.
I'm looking forward to. We got our show's on August 9th, right? That's is that what it was or 4th?
The 9th is not this next coming Wednesday, but the one after. Right.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the 9th.
Oh,
but I have to redo
what?
The. Huh, what? We can move it, babe. It's all good.
Yeah, let's just do it next Wednesday because I'm blocked on Facebook and I'm not even going to be able to get a hold of the band that was going to do
it. Fuck you, Facebook!
Yeah, fuck you, Facebook!
Mark Zuckerberg,
I'm blocked because, okay, on all days, the 4th of July, I got blocked on the 4th of July. I'm like, just because you're
so
fucking beer fireworks with your family or something, loser. Like, what the fuck are you even doing copying fucking people on the 4th of July? So
yeah, mad they have to work, so they're trolling.
Dude, they stole our fucking...
Oh, they were hating. They were rolling and hating.
Oh,
no.
It's some loser. Yeah, somebody had taken. Don't say it.
What you mean? Fuck you. Mr. Guzman, whatever.
Somebody lifted our picture.
He just stole our profile picture, man. Put it up as his shit. His Facebook is, boy, that shit is grinding.
Yeah,
man.
Well, yeah, I reported him like 3 times before I finally was like, look, this picture is under copy. Like, I sent him a copyright cease and desist, fucking all my shit. I was like, y'all better make this motherfucker take this picture down. What is wrong with y'all? Oh, he's not in violation. 3 times they sent me back. I was like, y'all are tripping.
Nah, check this out, Cynthia. I got a friend that she just had a baby, right? So she documented the whole thing on Facebook and, you know, the hospital and afterwards and the kid playing in the playground and growing up and, you know, doing all this awesome stuff. You see documented every day, right? Somebody stole a profile, took every picture and made up a different story. Even named the baby another name. You know what I'm saying? Like they created a whole nother life. I said, wow. If they would use you and your children, it's man, from now on, it's nothing but a marketing.
Don't put your kids on the internet. Don't put your kids on the internet. It's the bees.
Exactly.
Like, people's like, the pedophiles. Ain't nobody else looking at that shit. Email that shit to your family. Do not put your kids on the internet. Like, my kids want to be on the internet, and it takes
exactly
3 years to tell them no about YouTube, and now I let them, but I don't let them put nothing on the internet. Like, I do, but it ain't daily. It's like them stupid challenges, you know, like, here, you're blindfolded.
Yeah, man.
Tell me what the flavor of the chip is. And even that,
right.
Tosh.0 was talking about how a lot of this stuff, a lot of them challenges and shit, are geared towards pedophiles. You know, like the
exactly
dress up as a
or
mermaid, the mermaid sleepover or whatever. You know, that's a fetish. Mermaids is a huge fucking fetish. Now they have
the blue whale shit. You heard about the blue whale shit where he make the kids commit suicide and shit?
No.
You ain't heard about that?
Crazy.
It's an online challenge, man. They've been trying to get it took down because at the end, the kids end up killing themselves. That's how fucking out of hand the internet has got right now. It needs to be some kind
I told some fucking idiot system in my cam room last night. He's like, I don't even know what the fuck he was saying. He was saying something, and like the third sentence he said was, "I hope you weren't abused." And I came back out.
What?
You should be tipping motherfuckers to even bring up some. Because he goes, "Were you?" And then I didn't answer, and he wanted to pry it out of me, and I'm like, "You
oh,
should be
fuck
tipping
that, yeah,
before you even ask that question." Like, you know how many of our
yeah, that should have been 50 fucking gold first.
Yeah, these two artists that just hung themselves in the prime of their fucking career, you know, they're fucking, it's because they were abused as children. You don't fucking bring that shit up. Oh, that's you, what you gotta get off on, bitch. You better be paying me to fucking talk about my story. I used to talk about my story all the time, and now I'm seeing these people. And they're fucking, and this shit haunts me every day still, you know, like, you know, that don't ever leave your head. Even when it does, then you smell something familiar or you hear something and you're like flashing.
Yeah.
You see it in your fucking head all over again. Fuck no. You should not be getting on camera.
There are some sickos out there, though. There is a such thing. Yeah, there's a crying fetish. I've seen motherfuckers who enjoy that, unfortunately. Like, it is so crazy.
Okay, HBO,
yeah,
Showtime. HBO, Showtime, stars. I hope y'all are listening, man. I want to be the executive producer of this reality show that's going on right now.
We're doing a reality show, babe. The life of a cam girl.
We should talk about, we talked to a producer about all these ideas. We should put them motherfuckers out.
Oh my god, the stories and some of the things I've been asked to do. Yeah.
I know. I have this. Okay, because I've been off cams for like, I only went on for a short amount of time, and people just said, how many? Get back on cam. Get back on cam. I'm bored at night. Blah blah blah. I'm back on cam, right? And I'm like, fuck it, I got a whole bunch of videos. I need traffic in my room. I need the people to know that I'm on cam. So I've been giving away videos, like cool-ass videos for 10 tokens apiece. They tell me, like, I've done, like, 2,000 tokens in 4 days. So I'm like, you know, and then they come in, well, do you have big black cock, and do you have, just a fucking, do you have pooping videos? And I'm like, bitch, you are
no.
paying $10 for a video. That is equivalent to a dollar.
A resounding no.
Walking around looking at the floor that are getting more money than you're trying to give me, and you want to order what fucking, I said, okay, that's not
yeah.
Let me tell you what you do. I'm gonna give you
yeah,
a shortcut.
Order a custom baby.
Send to your baby. Let me talk to your baby. All right. Next time they go to talking that shit, talking about some, let me get a big bad cock. Let me get a whatever, all that. Pause. All right. Because, you know.
Send them back one.
Yeah. Or next time they talking about they want all that stuff, and you be like, you know, what you do is just at the same time you just get up and go to the damn to the little adult store and you pick one out and you ask them which one you want. I got J Steve right here. I got Vivid. Yeah, they
you know, they want to ask you all these like incriminating questions, like. And I'm just like, you haven't even given me a dollar. Give me a fucking dollar if you want me to talk. Like, you know, like, I'll talk all day.
Right.
But if
you want me to put on these crazy outfits.
Uncomfortable in my own fucking skin, you need a fucking skin.
Right.
Yeah, it is
exactly.
Not.
I'm
from the business standpoint.
I don't like that feeling.
From the business standpoint, I've seen from my own eyes, it is not what, it's not so, you know, easy, you know what I mean? A lot of people think that, you know what, I can just go do it, you know? I've seen little girls come over here and think they can be in the same position as you and wifey, and, you know, they, the first minute, a dude
it'll,
might say
eat
something
them
like...
the fuck up. If they ain't strong like a soldier in their mind, it'll eat them the fuck up.
Oh,
it'll spit
man.
Them out.
Yeah.
End up on heroin.
It's almost like a character test, almost, man.
It really is, because they say some crazy shit to you.
You do. You gotta put on,
oh
like,
God.
I was just like, I was, you know, like, it's crazy, because you do got to put on that personality, and then you got to just kind of take it off when you go home, or get when you find
yeah.
out like my radio personality. Like, I'm not just sitting around all, like, fucking high fucking energy, laughing and all that shit when I'm, like, chilling with my kids. You know, you got to change that face. Get your
oh, you already know.
Well, I mean,
you know?
I think there's, yeah, there's a chameleon. That's a good way to put it. A chameleon of being able to switch it on and off when you need to, but there's still that part of you that, that's inside you that like makes you good at it and you know can be able to handle
yeah,
the.
Yeah, it's always there, but you sometimes you know you got that clothing on. It just depends on whether you're walking around the house naked.
Oh yeah. You don't want to be walking down the you know grocery store aisle like you know busting it open, vibrators and stuff. So.
No.
Time and place.
Nah, it's about being comfortable, just like you say.
Right.
You know, but you know I get a lot of guys coming up to me because. You know, wifey have a lot of hot friends. You know, shit, y'all hot. You know,
yeah.
Go out and first dude come up to me and be like, "Man, you are a lucky dude, man." So you know what? I really want to believe you, but half of the day I got you fucks coming up to me, so I can't fucking concentrate. You know.
Right?
I can't even enjoy the surrounding
like,
beauty because y'all won't leave me alone.
Yeah, I can't even fucking enjoy the fucking day, man. Like, look, it's a different side of it for the boyfriend, man. Even if he get to participate a little bit, you know what I'm saying? It might still be, it's too much, man. It's too much for y'all to understand. It's too much for the other people to understand, I'm telling you. Because we have to deal with them, man. The women and the actors and, you know, the people we work with. Understandable, we are co-workers, man, but when we get out in that society and it, you know, you have to explain stuff to people or you have to put on the face just because that it's rated PG out here, you know what I'm saying? It's not like we not, I have a filter and I know when to use it, just like you said, when I'm at home and I'm, you know, with my kids and with my family. Yeah, we got a filter, and we just want to let people know that we got feelings too, man. You can't just come on and say, you can't tell one of these girls, hey, man, put your pussy on your eye, man, and then think, you know, afterwards, everything gonna be okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, you know, she might be hurt afterwards. You probably get what you want. You know, you probably get the whack off or something, man. But do you know she gonna be hurt afterwards, bro? And then there's somebody at home that gotta probably deal with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
damn, baby,
you're
what happened?
Right. Like, what pisses me off is they think automatically that since you're in the adult industry, you're a slut or a whore. Like, that shit pisses me off.
Automatically,
like, no,
of course.
I'm a professional. I can be a professional,
yeah,
slut. I can put on a show for
you.
Yeah. I am a fucking entertainer. You know, I am.
Thank you.
So all of my gentlemen out there who are customers.
You don't even know me.
Yeah, so all of my gentlemen out there who are customers, I just want to say one thing on the behalf of all of the men who are married to cam girls and stuff. We don't, you know, we want you to have fun too, but just please be respectful, man. Please be respectful of the family.
Don't ask us to put our pussy on our eye.
Yeah, because we got to deal with that, man. I'm the one that got to heal that stuff up, man. You know?
Ain't nobody wants pink eye? The fuck? That's literally pink eye.
Hello.
Hey, that was just an example.
You need medicine,
you know?
Bro. Okay, we got like 12 minutes left. I just want to go over. Okay, so SoundCloud, where the fuck that at? SoundCloud.com/beat. Okay, just look up Tease Kelly. That one's long.
Tease Kelly Twitter.
The description of this show, there are links on the description of this show that'll tell you everywhere you can find Tease the Beast. Kelly, Twitter, Instagram, Tease the Beast. You gotta replace all the S's with dollar signs and shit because this man's popping. Just Google him, Tease the Beast.
Hey,
it's
man, we bought that money.
You're gonna find a bunch of shit.
We bought paper. You see it in the night?
Hey, you know what's crazy is the S is like snakey. And then, like, we all represent the snake sign with the money sign instead.
We talked about how
sharks in the industry. For sure. BeatStars Music for Sale. BeatStars.com/Tease. That one's an easy one. It's TEAST. BeatStars.com/Tease. Can you tell us about the contest that you're doing right now? We got about 11 minutes left. I just want to make sure that we use this episode for a purpose. I know that you wanted to have people go vote for you and your song or album.
I'm doing a contest for Beat Stars, and it's for an artist known as B.O.B. He's a major artist out of Decatur, Georgia.
That's my boyfriend's name.
Bob,
battery-operated boyfriend. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. But he's a diehard battery.
For my boyfriend.
Is it a car battery or a low battery? All right. Let me go. I'm not really sure. But, B.O.B. contest, Beat Stars. You know, just, you know, go to my page, Alyssa Black's page. Even Cynthia shared the link a couple of times. You know,
and it's on blogtalkradio.com/CynthiaTaser. On this episode, which will actually be shared, it's going to be archived as soon as we get off air. The episode will it has all of the stuff. It has the YouTube, it has Twitter, SoundCloud, the website, Facebook. It has the contest entry link. Just link on there, but you have to let it verify you on Twitter. Like, the app has to know who you are because that's how they track and make sure that you're not voting like 20 times.
Sets the counter for 24 hours.
You can vote every day.
It didn't say that, right? Oh, it sets
yeah,
the counter
gonna tell
for
you
24
that.
Hours. So you can
they
go on once a day?
Yeah.
It is legit 24 hours, though. So if you vote at 3 o'clock, it's got to be 3 o'clock tomorrow. Otherwise, it could be later, but you want to kind of do it at the same time. Otherwise, you keep getting pushback. But that's how I've been doing it.
That's
That's what set the timer meant. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was, like, looking for a timer to set. I'm like, what's this thing going to count? What the hell? But no, now I know I can go on a boat every day. I will definitely help you out. I think you guys have, like,
yes, you guys get those boats up.
Yeah, so we can win
right
this four racks. We can win this four racks. We can pick Cynthia up, man. And we can throw this
party.
We're going to throw a naked concert in Chicago.
Naked concert in Chicago. Man, there's a room up there. I've been doing SexCon, and, like, we don't have events big enough or event places big enough, so we're getting ready to go to California. Even going to have it out in Hollywood next year.
I was going to say, are they going to like that?
Whoa.
Hollywood?
That's cool, though. I was talking about Chicago. I was like, are they going to let us do that?
I got a place outside of Chicago that might be interested in doing something like that. We do Nudes and Pop in there with Ron Jeremy. And it's a new
Okay.
Like, fuck yeah. Like, they have, I mean, they do one event a year. You would think that they would be up for that. I mean, I don't know that they're not already doing it, but if they are, it's not on a big scale. We're bringing big. Fuck all that dumb shit.
Yeah, hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
So,
you know, Atlanta.
Do you have an email address? If someone is an upcoming artist and they want to work with you on
they can send
the that they've been working on, where would they send information to? And what would you want them to send?
Yeah, you can send information directly to my Facebook Tease page, my Instagram Tease Kelly, my Twitter. Message me on Twitter at Tease Kelly on Twitter.com, and I should get a message directly. I really don't really use the email too much, because of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump right now. So yeah, I just get in touch with me on my social network.
President.
Them damn emails.
Like, I don't know where my email is going to.
You know.
Oh, man. So basically, he said, just fucking message him. It don't matter where. Just get a hold of his ass. Make sure you're ready to go beast, though. Don't become no shy.
Thank you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Don't be barking now. I only fuck with biters. Don't come here barking. We want to bite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want
to don't come here. Look, this is the last thing I want to say. Please don't come at me with no rapper starter packs. I've been there, done that. Been in the game for a long time.
Right.
Who want no rapper Al Bundy stories? Rapper producer Al Bundy stories. Google me. Check out my credentials.
Don't be wearing no condoms when you be coming up.
I got to put the. I got to practice safe sex out right, though.
Yeah, that's one thing I will encourage.
Yes.
Hell yeah, put a rubber on your lighter if you got to. Unless you're an Usher fan.
Especially when you fucking
hey, this is a joke,
people.
Usher. It's a joke, Usher, man. You on the news every second word, man. I just, shit, man. Damn. I know you can take a joke.
Right. You like it? If you
can
have to redo the show, you'd be paying us to shut it down. I just got shit off the air. Here's some money. Go get another one. I don't think we can redo this hour, though. It's been a pretty good hour.
Hey, man.
I mean, my abs are good. Feeling it. Be laughing.
Yeah, that's one thing. Right. He will make you laugh for sure.
Oh,
hey, if you
really
can't laugh at your own jokes, you ain't living life right.
All right.
Show a shit stink, buddy. Show a shit stink, baby. Show a shit stink. That's right.
Alyssa Black, we are going to actually just use that bikini one. That one was fucking awesome. That was hot.
Okay, well.
But we need to switch the date to next Wednesday. We'll just have you
That shouldn't be too hard to change. Yeah, it shouldn't be hard to change. I'll go in and fly it and send it to you.
I'm glad we haven't put it out yet.
Yeah, no, we didn't. Good thing, huh?
We got our own studios. We do our own editing. So everything you've seen or heard has been done by me or wifey or me.
Or a combination.
Together.
Yeah.
So,
heck yeah, I love that, the video one where it's like, peace, I'm going to play it again. I love that one. It's hot, it sounds sexy, it's like there's just, it's got a lot of different things going for it.
We'll
use that as our exit song.
I think I know which one you're talking about. Might be the Wicked track. Yeah, my Wicked track. You see the one
like
I dropped today?
Long. It was like a little promo.
Yeah.
Come out with the dragons in it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
that
one you.
The hypnotizing soul.
Yeah. Okay.
If you guys are looking for like promo work, like little promo videos for your show, like these people do everything, like flyers, music, adult industry, like look.
Video production.
Video
production,
yep.
Music, graphics,
editing. Full multimedia production enterprise, music, video, artist development, management.
Including booking
with
platinum
artists. The Yin Yang Twins, Sean Paul, Youngbloods, Cool Ace, currently working with Sleepy Brown. They got a lot of stuff going for them. They're out of Atlanta. They have connections. Out the ass.
Yeah.
So make sure
Bushwick Bill, Archie Eversole, Mr. Lee Reddy. A lot of people, man. So you see the one I dropped today with the skull dancing?
No,
those
I haven't.
Pages. Go to my page and check it out. I dropped one probably about an hour ago with a skull dancing.
I'll tag you in a
little bit. Yeah, with a skull dancing in front of a skull with fire.
What
page
is it on?
Man. She said she's about to
He put him in all of it. He put it on Instagram, Twitter, all that shit.
Oh, okay.
Just
yeah,
a little.
Instagram, Twitter. You can go to Twitter. You're my friend on Twitter, so, I mean, you know.
I'm looking at it right now. He's a beast. Oh, you got the fire. Oh.
Yeah, he put it together in just a couple minutes. Like, you know, it's just a shorty, so. But
right.
He just whipped it up real quick.
Hey, yeah.
Knock, knock, knocking. Yeah, I can't listen to it with the volume on because we're doing this right now. But and I don't know what it says. I mean, I could.
Yeah, it's cool. I'll talk you in a little bit.
Nah, you don't like it.
Heck yeah, I'm gonna listen to it. We're good, man. We've been on here for an hour. I want to thank you guys for joining me on the show. I had a great time. I'm sure that everybody listening is gonna feel like. We are all over the place, but we have fun, and that's what the show is about. Follow Neon Blog Talk Radio. You're welcome. It was a lot of fun. I'm, like, looking forward to where this journey is going to take me. Like, it's just been so much fun already. It really has, and people from everywhere reaching out. Like, I have, like, probably 20 shows to schedule and get up and going, and I just wanted to conquer this one and then start working on my book of people. And fuck Facebook, man. Like,
I'm already done.
Just in case all of you ever use my music or any of my material, I want Facebook, Instagram, all of them to know. Cynthia Taser has full permission to use anything that I'm promoting or doing. All right? and you can play it back for them. All right.
Taser awareness. So taser awareness.
Taser awareness.
Hear that? She has full permission to use my material. Okay. That's just for all of those people that run into that same message, the copyright message, that you can't use people's material. Yeah, I have to respect that. I understand how that goes.
That's what happened to me on Facebook. That's what happened to me is I went live on stage on the 4th of July because there was nobody fucking in there because everybody, you know, everybody's watching the fireworks. I mean, the shit blew up after the fireworks, but there was nobody in there. And so I went live. And it alerted me that it was copyright, but then it also, when you click on it, it says that as long as the music wasn't the main focus of the video, which I'm pretty sure my fucking ass was the main focus, but
hello?
Then I could still post it. So I posted it saying, I do not own the rights to this, I don't own this video or this music, and they fucking blocked me for copyright. For music that was in the background.
Right.
I'm like, hello, let me grab a fucking guitar and I can play your all fucking day on Facebook. I see that shit. Everybody needs to be told what to drink. They grab a guitar and sing a sweet child mine or some fucking shit. They don't do nothing about that.
But if need be. Well, if need be, we will probably have to put Cynthia Taser together a special CD for her to play when she dances with specially copywritten music that she has permission to. So if you are filming or whatever, can't nobody say nothing to you. And if they do, you'll have the right to sue them, you know.
Right, that works.
That's
how we'll do that. I can dance to some of your artist stuff, and I'll just send you the dance video, and then y'all can, like, edit the beginning and end of it, and we'll throw it up and use it on YouTube.
Oh, man, you look, half of the stuff you already good on, because I told you who I work with. So if you dancing to Yin Yang or the Young Bloods or probably even Outkast, Sleepy Brown, it's okay. I work with these cats. I can vouch for them. I got permission to use their stuff. I even got some of their stuff over here, you know what I mean, that you'll probably be getting first and probably be, you know, exposing or breaking albums or something like that. We'll talk. We'll get into that. You know what I'm saying? But,
Heck yeah.
Exactly.
I'm down for whatever. Like, I'm in it to win it and very open-minded. And, yeah, I'm good. So anytime you want to promo something, whether it's whatever it is,
I mean,
hit me up.
Just like I said, half of the artists you heard me talk about, you probably heard their music or probably have access to it. So just request and dance to it. I'm pretty sure you'll dance to a Yin Yang song. You know, get low. And if they got a problem, I'll put Kane on the phone. We'll go ahead and go to the office.
We taking you to check
the principal. That's one of the Yin Yang twins. Yeah, we'll go straight to the office, man, you know. Oh, shout out to my boy Chef Shane Michaels too. He's Nene Leakes from Real Housewives of Atlanta's personal chef. It's Chef Shane Michaels.
Yeah, any other shout outs you wanna give out before we wrap it up? I mean, we can stay on for Bob, we probably got 10 minutes left before the recording hits us off.
Okay.
The actual live show is already off, so they have to have been called in order to listen to us. But as soon as we get off, it'll archive and then they can hear the whole thing. We went over an hour.
I
want
to shout out another artist that Chef Shane is working with. His name is Darius McQuarrie, better known as Eddie off of Family Matters.
Character's name on Empire.
Huh? Oh yeah, that's him. Matter of fact, when they shot that down here in Atlanta, so he came down and visited. You know, when they shot the Empire down here. So he got a couple of projects coming out. He got a new album coming out, R&B album. So y'all go check out Darius McQuarrie. Instagram, Darius McQuarrie. You know what I'm saying? Who else?
Nene's emoji app. Check that out.
Yeah, Nene Leaks emojis app. I did the little theme music behind that. My boy Chef Shane got me hooked up with that. He's also been working with Delicious from Love and Hip Hop. I got music with Kia Jeffries. I got a couple projects with her. Miss Put It In Your Mouth. Put it in your mouth.
Oh, I love that. I don't even know the whole rest of the song, but that's the fucking, as soon as that song comes on, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I got a couple of.
Makes me think about some of my videos.
I got a couple of cuts with her, too, also unreleased, that she'll probably be breaking on stage. And she does have permission, okay? Again, from me, Cheese the Beast, the producer of the track. All right. I got, let me see who else we got. We got, I got some underground artists, of course. And I've been trying to venture out and just work on projects to where, this colorblind project, that's all I want to say. Colorblind project, everybody working together, different aspects of music, different levels of music. I'm trying to go from everywhere, from the household to the elevator. So y'all look out for the beast, especially this fall and the rest of this summer.
Hell yeah. That'd be fucking hot, like a bunch of naked people in an elevator, like doing, like, if you, like, for, like, the naked concert, did we have some, like, naked music videos?
Oh, that would be totally hot, too. I mean,
I might know a place you can get away with that.
Could you think office? And that's, like, such a rebel move to be, like, naked at the office. Like, I've had guys that are, like, I make them, you know, they're at the office watching my webcam, and I'm like, oh, yeah, show me. They have to, like,
Mark my words right now. The Naked Truth coming to a theater near you pretty soon. We're going to drop it.
Yeah.
It'll probably be Lisa Black and Cynthia Taser. We're going to drop some kind of video.
We're going
to
beast on that
taser
awareness shit.
That naked truth, look. I'm talking about that. You think I'm playing, man? I'm going to go get one of my artists, man. And I'm going to probably do a song called The Naked Truth, man. And we're going to see what
Let's
we can put
you
together.
You guys
got to
give me a shout-out.
All right. What you talking about?
Like you heard it
part
first.
Of it.
On the radio.
You're going to be a part of it. You're going to be a part of it. So don't even worry about that, all right? Too.
Heck yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining the show today. We had an awesome, awesome fucking day. I want to wrap it up. We're going to bring Alyssa Black back. No, I have a tongue twister. next Wednesday. We're going to talk about the industry. This girl's pretty heavy in the industry. She sees it from every angle, literally, pun intended. We're going to talk about, you know, what it's like to be an entertainer, what she's experienced as an entertainer. We're going to talk about people that she's connected with, things that she's done, do's and don'ts of the industry, things we've heard, things that fucking get under our skin, things that turn us on. It's going to be juicy. So you're definitely going to want to turn in next week. If you think this show is good, I can't wait to talk to the adult side of this team right here and dive in some more to some of this more juicy stuff. Put it on my eyes.
Wow. Dive in the juicy stuff. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Alyssa Black, Pro and Peace the Beast, thank you guys so much for joining Taser Time Radio.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You guys have a good one.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.